Bernie Porn. He's from Epic MRA, one of the states, one of the nation's best polling companies. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing dandy. Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, well, I got a complaint for you this morning, all right?
Really?
From now on, Brittany and I want you to release your polls first thing during our show so we can be the first to have this information.
Well, let me see what I can do.
No, I'm just kidding, Bernie.
Well, actually, tomorrow's part two. Shortly after we talk, I'll be shipping it to you. So.
All right. Any chance you can hold that for about 24 hours? No, I'm just kidding. Bernie, but you can plan on being back on the show for tomorrow. How about that?
I would love to do that. And as a matter of fact, you already talked to one guest who will be the subject of tomorrow's discussion, and that is the matchup between Stabenow and former Congressman Hoekstra.
Tell us about that.
Well, I can't let the cat out of the bag more than just to say that my guess is that when the news comes out, Pete Hoekstra may be a little bit disappointed.
But it's still early in the process.
Still very early in the process, and there's a long way to go. And even with what you will be getting and what we'll be talking about, Senator Stabenow is still obviously vulnerable and. She will need to meet the challenge.
All right. And the Epic MRA statewide poll of active and likely 2012 voters frequency report of survey responses. There's a sample of 600 with an error of 4%. Tell us what you learned.
Well, what we have put out so far is voters' opinion of the direction of the country has taken a dramatic turn south. In just one short month ago, 62% of Michigan voters said the country was off on the wrong track, and that has now jumped up to 75%. At the same time, when voters were thinking optimistically about Michigan's economy last month, that has taken a turn for the worst, and you now have those people who say that the economy has already bottomed out and is starting to improve went from 40% in July to 31%, and the percentage saying that it has not bottomed out and is still going to get worse went from 25% in July to 31% now. So that all fits in with the perception of the direction of the country, and I think with everything that happened over the debt ceiling debate and the news from Standard & Poor's about the decline in our rating from AAA to AA, all of those things, and I think bad news about unemployment and everything else just kind of all coagulated and caused people to feel very down. And in the matchup between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, it actually has tightened. There was a wider gap last month, but now it's only 2 points, 45% to 43% between Romney and Obama. Last month it was 4 points, President Obama's negative job rating has jumped from 60% to 65%, which all fits in with what's happening nationally, and notwithstanding a decline in not only his personal favorability ratings but also his job ratings, he's tightened the race between he and Romney, and that's largely because Romney's numbers have also declined. He went from 28% unfavorable in our February survey to now 41% unfavorable in the current survey.
Republican presidential candidate Barbara Bachman beat Romney in the Iowa straw poll, so I wonder what would happen if you had the survey Obama versus Bachman.
Well, believe it or not, part three, which will become you will know.
Yes, stringing me along here, Bernie. But you know what? You're setting my agenda for the week, and I kind of like that.
Well, I try to help out in any way. You can never have enough Epic MRA polls, you know?
You know what's interesting about any president? It seems like when things are a challenge, and they have been for several presidencies, the numbers start going down as we get closer and closer to the election. So we are early in the process, but it looks like Mitt Romney's, we knew he was going to be one of the players. Anything surprise you about this poll?
Well, I think a lot surprises me in terms of the impact that voters feel about the direction of the country. That is a significant change, and there will be more surprises in the coming releases, and in particular one that you just talked about, Michelle Bachmann, in terms of her role and how she compares in terms of her favorability with the former vice presidential candidate on the Republican side. The very interesting things that will be coming out in that.
Bernie, I wanted to get your take about a couple more things before
Sure.
I let you go. Number one, as someone who worked at the state capitol for a long time, it's been very quiet there the last few weeks. I can imagine there's a lot of conversations, a lot of folks getting together as we get ready to set this agenda for after we come back from the holiday.
Well, you know, it's affecting an awful lot in terms of why things are quiet is that you have this little thing that has just transpired called redistricting, and the maps are out, and the districts are set, and so all of these politicians are thinking probably a whole lot more about where they're going to be competing for votes than they're going to be thinking about how they're going to vote on any given issue. And so that's probably has a lot to do with why things are a little quiet right now.
And I don't think that we, the voters as a whole, really know how much of an impact this is going to have. The players who are trying to keep their jobs or who are going to be seeking office understand, but this is a big deal.
Well, it's a very big deal, and as someone who actually drew the lines back in '80 and in '90, there is nothing that is more political than redistricting, and you have some major changes at the congressional level, and also some significant changes at both the state house and the state senate level, and a lot of the changes are the result of Republicans having complete control, and they basically own the process and control the pen, and so they can draw the lines to their benefit to the extent that they can, and but they still need to follow the law.
All right, and Bernie, before I let you go, just wanted to get your take. I don't even know if you have a thought on this, but there's a lot of dissension and some call feet dragging when it comes to this proposal for the golf course that would essentially be a gateway between Michigan State, East Lansing, Lansing, and Frandor. What's your thoughts as an outsider?
I haven't really taken a close look at that, but are you the only golf course issue that I really know a great deal about, and that is the discussion by the Lansing City Council about putting the Waverly Golf Course on the ballot, because I remember when it was still a golf course, we did some polling for some interests that were looking at developing that, and the public was just overwhelmingly opposed to doing anything with that golf course. It would be interesting to see how opinions have changed since mm-hmm. that time.
Mm-hmm. And I always like to ask you about that, you being a Lansing resident. Bernie, we'll talk with you same time tomorrow morning. Thanks so much.
Look forward to it. Take care, Tony.